From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. Farmers this year are expected to see the lowest income since 2006. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted has more on the U.S. Department of Agriculture report released yesterday.
The report says low prices for crops like corn and soybeans will continue to hurt farmers in 2018, and they'll be paying more for fuel and labor. Overall, total farm income across the U.S. is predicted to drop nearly 7% from last year to less than $60 billion. Scott Gerlt is a market analyst with University of Missouri. He says while droughts or floods could change these numbers, this year trade deals could play a bigger role.
If there's uncertainty about trade, it will create uncertainty for prices and these forecasts as a result. That's probably far and away the biggest unknown.
U.S. dairy farmers will likely see declining milk prices, while beef ranchers can expect a slight increase in business. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
Governor Eric Greitens is not backing the idea of pairing income tax cuts with fuel tax hikes. Both Republicans and Democrats have gotten behind raising fuel taxes for the state's roads and bridges. In fact, some Republicans have included fuel tax hikes in their tax cut plans. During a press conference in Jefferson City today, Greitens said he wouldn't be pushing for that idea this year.
As you saw in our tax plan, we are not planning to raise the gas tax. We're not planning to raise the diesel tax in our plan. I think that what needs to be done this year is to engage in our plan or some version of it, which will help to cut taxes for 97% of Missourians.
Missouri voters would likely have to approve significant fuel tax hikes. A bipartisan group of senators have spent over 21 hours filibustering a bill that rewrites Missouri's utility laws. The senators who predominantly filibustered the bill believe that this bill allows utility companies to raise their rates on residents. Senator Caleb Rowden says this claim is false.
Right now, on average, for the last number of years, utility rates have gone up by an average of 6%. This actually has a cap of 3% in the bill, so you're inevitably cutting the increase in half for the next 5 to 10 years.
According to Rowden, a majority of senators support the bill and would pass it. When asked about the filibuster this afternoon, Governor Eric Greitens stated that he would wait and see what the final bill looks like. The longest filibuster in state history was 36 hours and came in 2016. The grounds of the iconic Gateway Arch in St. Louis may soon have a new name, the Gateway Arch National Park. Senators Roy Blunt and Claire McCaskill said today that their legislation to rename the Jefferson National Expansion Memorial as the Gateway Arch National Park is now in the hands of President Donald Trump. The measure passed the Senate on December 21st and passed the House yesterday. Blunt says renaming the park will make it more immediately recognizable to St. Louis visitors. McCaskill says the reopening of the arch grounds this summer after renovation means now is the perfect time for the new name. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.